This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was listening to this song by Queen because I got into Bohemian Rhapsody, and I got to tell you, I think this song is about Joe Biden. This song is called Death on Two Legs, and you know, Biden is a leg man. Come on, Freddie. He's about to explain it to you. Listen to the lyrics of this song. This is Joe Biden by Eddie Murphy, Freddie. Taking all my money, and you want more. Your narrow-minded cronies. Death on two legs. You're tearing me apart. Death on two legs. You never had a heart. Joe Biden, the leg man. But that's not the only leg song for Joe Legs Biden. Not at all. By the way, before we do that, should we play the clip of Joe talking about his legs?
And by the way, you know, I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun. And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
Well, how do you respond to that? Roaches? I love kids jumping on my lap? This isn't a right-wing conspiracy. This isn't Trump feeding him lines. Maybe this is God talking about him or giving him some inspiration. Oh, man. Hey, that's good. Got Rod Stewart with some hot legs. Coming round for more. Lord. What do you say to your top candidate when he's referring to black kids and saying he learned about roaches and how they liked his legs? There you go. Joe's hot legs in the summertime. He's rubbing on. I can see Joe gyrating at the pool with the black kids and then rubbing that sun lotion on. Do you? You love me, Joe? Yeah. This is crazy stuff, man. This is the Democrats' number one candidate to this day, even with Bloomberg coming in. This is the Democrats' number one candidate, and he thinks he's hot legs. Wow. That's pretty good, fellas. ZZ Top, he's got legs. He's got legs! He knows how to abuse them. I don't know the words. What are the words? She on the legs? I don't even know. What's she saying? Joe Biden. If I'm a Democrat and Joe Biden's my dude, I'm just going to try to figure out, I'm going to try to help Democrats figure out how you get around this. How do you rationalize a candidate who says this kind of stupid stuff? Oh, it's all right? I guess if you got a good beat. He's got legs. Oh, man. Joe Biden. What do you say to a dude? I'm just trying to help him out. I'm not moralizing one way or the other. Because remember Joe Biden when he was giving a speech to some blacks, he talked about, you know, I've been to the black parts of my town. Counseling, I've been to parks, he said, in the black parts of his town, counseling black men on, black women on how to say no, black men on it's okay to use a condom, get tested for AIDS, And people who were in the audience were looking at each other like, did this Negro just say this? And here's Joe Biden going to talk about, he's having a conversation at his No Malarkey tour, and he's talking about black children, and he learned about roaches, and he learned how they loved how the hair on his legs, because it got blonde during the summer is what he said. He learned how they loved to rub it down. He loved putting the little kids on his lap. Look, here's what I would say. Donald Trump may say some stupid stuff. I don't really think he does. But let's just say that you are one of those from that camp. He may say stupid stuff, but he doesn't say stupid stuff that gives you that kind of insight into who he is, because he isn't that way. Donald Trump wouldn't say, I love having the little kids on my lap. He'd say, I love the little kids. I love rubbing their heads. I love, you know, shadow boxing with them or whatever, but I don't love them on my lap. Joe Biden, and you think Donald Trump, yeah, when I was a lifeguard, you know, I was a billionaire, I owned a pool, and all the little black kids would come up and rub the hairs on my legs, and I enjoyed that. Yeah, it was fun. Could he get away with that? I don't think he could have gotten away with that. But this is the Democrats. I just want you to understand, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, this is the Democrats' top guy. This is who they want to run. This is the man they say can beat Trump. And I read somewhere, I read this a while back, they said they have Biden on a limited schedule because they think he's, you know, he's losing his mind. So they don't let him out in public after like 5 o'clock. He's on lockdown. But I'm going to tell you, when it gets really heated, when it's down to the wire, Democrats, I'm speaking to you like we're brothers, okay? Is this the guy you really want to go against, Donald Trump? A guy who will talk about his, who wants his kids rubbing his legs, and wants them sitting on their laps. And oh my gosh, his wife said something and he bites her fingers. He like, takes her fingers. I mean, this is creepy. Trust me when I tell you this. Do I have a dog in the fight? I do. America. I'm asking you on behalf of America. Is this the guy you want negotiating with Putin? Is this the best you can do? I'm being totally serious. My producer's looking at me like, man, where you want to go with it? I'm telling you, I'm going with this. I'm going serious. Is this the best that the Democrats can do? Are you running on the legacy of just titles or what? Because this is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for the Democrats. We got a lot more show to talk about. Good hour. The No Malarkey Tour has begun.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameramen were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
There are 9 weeks until the Iowa caucuses and 16 presidential candidates still remain in the Democratic field. Montana Governor Steve Bullock and former Pennsylvania Congressman Joe Sestak dropped out of the race over the holiday weekend, while other candidates hit the campaign trail in Iowa, including former Vice President Joe Biden, who kicked off an 8-day no malarkey bus tour that will cover 18 counties ahead of the Iowa caucuses. CBS News campaign reporter Bo Erickson has been following Biden's bus tour and joins us now from Algona, Iowa. Bo, thanks for being with us. So what is Biden hoping to get out of this bus tour?
Well, that's exactly right. We're on day three of 8 days throughout from western Iowa all the way to eastern Iowa. And the point here is to try to connect with rural America. They think by doing this tour through 18 different counties that they can pick up undecided Democrats. They are encouraged by a poll that says 65% of Democrats here in Iowa are still undecided. decided. And they're also trying to pick up dissatisfied or people who are not happy with President Trump, some of the Republicans, and I've already met some of them throughout. What they're not trying to do is really bring up large numbers at their events here. In the city that we're in right now, there's about 5,000 people here, but in the caucus last year in 2016, there were only about 1,000 votes altogether. But they find it still important because Joe Biden thinks that campaigns and President Trump forget about rural issues, and so he's trying to bring them on to their tent.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. He's trying to bring them back to their tent, which implies that they're not in the tent anymore. Interesting. And what's further interesting to me is that Joe Biden would call his tour the No Malarkey Tour. Malarkey is not a word that most people know. I know it because I was raised by my grandparents and I watched a lot of, you know, Mayberry RFD and things like that. But youngsters don't know what malarkey is. And I think it goes to show you how detached Joe Biden really is. The No Malarkey Tour. But it gets even more interesting to me, and because I want to come back to the tour, but I want to talk about something that Joe Biden said recently that has people scratching their heads, and this has to do with Kim Jong-un.
Training. You're going to have to assume that position the moment they are like sworn in on January the 20th, and know the rest of the world knows that person, in this case me, and that I know them. Putin has no illusions about whether I know him or not. Kim Jong-un has no person that I know him or not. The same with the president of China, Xi Jinping. Spent a lot of time with these folks. They know. They know.
Is it me or is Joe Biden just creepy when he speaks? I spent a lot of time with these folks. They know. They know. Welcome back. Okay, well, here's what's interesting about the No Malarkey Tour. It begins with malarkey. Because Joe Biden wants you to believe that he spent a lot of time with Kim Jong-un. And you know what people found out? He's never even met the guy. But he says Kim Jong-un knows him. But he's never met him. Let's face it. Joe Biden is the Brian Williams of politics. Not only is the guy hang out with segregationists and not see a problem with that, but the guy lies about all the things he's involved in. Oh, yeah, we were taking fire over this or that. He's Hillary Clinton lying on steroids. The only difference between Joe and Hillary is Joe doesn't have that DNA that says go kill people when they find out about my lies or disagree with me. Hillary will off you in a second. Joe Biden will just go, it's no big deal. Just let me sniff his hair and bump up behind a little bit, and then we'll all be good. The No Malarkey Tour. It's being ridiculed. I want to go back to that first clip where they say Joe Biden's going to make all these visits in Iowa. Can't draw an audience of more than dozens. I've been joking about it on Twitter. I'm like, hey, here's Joe Biden at a rally. They expect dozens. They set up chairs for 100 people and can't even fill them. And the Democrats go, this is our guy. Now, look, Hillary made it. Hillary, remember they had I don't know if you guys remember, they had the overflow section. You remember that? They had that overflow section. And they do a shot of the regular section, and it's not even a quarter full. And they have an overflow section. Joe Biden, they set up 100. Can you imagine setting up 100? Donald Trump coming to an event, they go, 100 chairs. Donald would be like, what is this, the photography? Is this where the photographers are going to sit? It's ridiculous to think that the Democrats have some sort of a mandate that people are just, woohoo, we're enthralled. I keep asking for this. Show me somebody that is super enthused about the Democrats. Show me thousands of people ready to come out. Elizabeth Warren. Kamala Harris came out. 2,000 people, they say, came out to see Kamala Harris. Where is she now? Out of the race. How many people line up to see Buttigieg? that I'm talking about not speaking at a college, not speaking with the LGBT, just in general. Buttigieg is coming to town. I got to see him. There are Democrats, folks, that want to see Donald Trump. They want to meet him. They want to come to an event. If Donald Trump did an event, he says, you know what? I'm going to do this event, and I want, if you're a registered Democrat, you're going to get preferential treatment to come and see me. They, other than Secret Service having to really be on call, you could be guaranteed it'll still be thousands of people that want to see this man. They want to figure out what the hype's about. But they're no longer kicking tires like they were in 2016. They are legitimately like, man, this dude is something else. Back to Iowa. So Biden's going out hitting all these different rural areas. I thought he was Mr. Colloquial. He was the guy who could reach the everyday American, who could unite America, who was the moderate. Look at his rallies. See, I want to help you discern, make sense of it all. Look at his rallies and tell me that there are people that go, oh, Joe, he's a person that can unite. And you think it's Iowa? You think it's, oh, well, Kevin, Iowans are very different than people from Scranton, Pennsylvania, where Joe always says he's from. I'm from Scranton. They're different. Okay, let's see how he does in South Carolina. Let's see how he does in New Hampshire. Let me go ahead and save you the suspense. Nobody gives a crap. And here's what's sad for the Democrats, good for us. Nobody gives a crap about any of them. Kamala Harris, 2,000 people to start. Elizabeth Warren, she brought thousands out of so-and-so. No, she didn't. She held a rally at a park. And there happened to be hundreds of people in the park. And then they got in like, what's going on over there? And then they go, get a shot, quick. There it is. Look at all these people who want to see Elizabeth Warren. Show me thousands of people. Show me somewhere Elizabeth Warren can go and you want to go. People you know want to go. People 3-4 degrees of separation from you go, ooh, I cannot wait to go see Elizabeth Warren. Said nobody ever. This is their problem. And this is why I keep coming back to this. Think about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is warning three nations not to kill thousands of innocent civilians in Syria. The president tweeted that Russia, Syria, and Iran are killing or about to kill thousands of innocents and asked them not to do so in that tweet. Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she found Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments on impeaching President Trump disturbing. The Kentucky Republican said he's acting in total coordination with the White House regarding setting up a trial for the president. The Senate Majority Leader also reminds us.
Do you think Chuck Schumer is impartial? Do you think Elizabeth Warren is impartial?
No.
Bernie Sanders is impartial. So let's quit the charade. This is a political exercise. A political exercise. All I'm asking of Schumer is that we treat Trump the same way we treated Clinton.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We got a lot to talk about, especially Biden's recent issues, gaffes, whatever you want to call them. They're going to keep coming. I didn't cover them right away because who cares? I've already told you guys Biden's not going to be the left's candidate, the Democrats' candidate, and I don't see anything changing. It's going to be a dogfight, and when I say a dogfight, whoever wins is going to be a dog. They're going to get dogged by President Trump. It's only going to get worse for Biden or whomever makes it. It's a wide open field. Elizabeth Warren, is she going to be it? Is Bernie Sanders going to surge? Will Bloomberg shoot by them all? At this stage of the game, it is an absolute crapshoot. Now Buttigieg is being talked about. I hope it is Buttigieg. I hope it's Warren. Pick anyone you want. Close your eyes, throw a dart, pick anyone you want. Donald Trump's going to trounce him. People are out there, Kev, how are you so confident? I'm confident about it because I watch politics. I watch this stuff and I say, forget polls, forget all this stuff. What is the pulse of the people? Every one of those candidates is hugely flawed. Take your pick. I will pick them apart. I'll tell you all the reasons why when the time comes, Trump's team is going to trounce them. There's a ground game coming from Trump that you haven't seen. You think about the level of motivation there was for Barack Obama in 2008. You're going to have that on steroids in 2020. 2020 is going to give you vision. 2020. Anyway, before we get into some of these other issues, I want to look at how the president is doing with the media. Now, not long ago, Fox jettisoned leftist Shepard Smith. You guys remember this? We talked about Tucker winning that battle. Shepard Smith, a hack. Supposed to be delivering the news, and he wasn't. He's a fake news journalist. And I remember before we got a bit more into Tucker, before him, there was a CNN fired a group of clowns who reported that Congress was investigating a Russian investment fund with ties to Trump officials, and the story cited an anonymous source. I'm going to get back to Tucker. My producers are like, I know I'm skipping. My audience is smart. They can keep up. So I love how CNN covered the ultimate retraction of this story. Essentially, they claimed to have conducted an internal investigation by their management, and in their investigation, they found that some standard editorial processes were not followed when the article was published. No investigation needed, is what I said. Almost all of the reporting by CNN on President Trump or his satellites involves anonymous sources. Thomas Frank wrote the story in question, Eric Lichtblau edited the story, and finally Lex Harris, who oversaw the unit, ran with the story. So CNN wrote this by commented by spokesperson. In the aftermath of the retraction of the story published by CNN.com, CNN has accepted the resignation of the employees involved. So we had CNN staffers that got fired, Shepard Smith that got fired. Well, he left Fox. And now there's another leftist, and I use this term loosely, journalist, who bit the dust recently, and her name was Jessica Kwong. Now, you've heard the story. Don't turn the radio off, because there's a lot more interesting piece to this that I don't think people have covered. Now, here's what happened. Jessica Kwong prepared a Thanksgiving story a week early. She had President Trump golfing when, in fact, he flew to Afghanistan to meet with the troops that were stationed there. And it was a huge, you know, ended up being bigger than what it probably would have been had she been reporting the news fair and square. But she hadn't been. You know, Newsweek is anti-Trump, as is most of the media. And she says, how is Trump spending Thanksgiving? Tweeting, golfing, and more. And there he was with the troops. So shortly thereafter, Newsweek fired her. Now, Newsweek used a similar decision to that of CNN, because according to Newsweek, the decision to let Kwong go was made after an investigation into the, quote, failures that led to the publication of an inaccurate report that President Trump spent Thanksgiving tweeting and golfing rather than visiting the troops in Afghanistan. The story has been corrected, and the journalist responsible has been terminated. We will continue to review our processes and, if required, take further action. This is what the spokesperson said. So it got me thinking, this is a pretty interesting firing. See, Kwong was supposedly told by her boss to write the story a week ahead of Thanksgiving. Now, she could have prepared multiple stories for various eventualities for the president over the holidays, but she wrote only one. But she could have prepared one that said, he visited the troops, he spent time with family, he went to Mar-a-Lago, he relaxed, whatever. She could have soft-shooted and written it in such a way that it wasn't demeaning or it wasn't a shot at the president. But she only wrote the one story. She gave it to her boss. The boss published it. Just like with CNN, somebody, as the editor, looked it over and said, okay, it's good. Somebody runs the bureau and says, okay, it's good. And they published it. But only one person got fired this time. Now, she still got fired. She had a CYA of sorts to cover your butt, but she got fired. Nobody else was fired. Now, be still my heart if NBC has suddenly raised, or Newsweek rather, has suddenly raised its journalistic standards, but is this really the case? See, I don't remember the exact first time that Donald Trump used the term fake news, but I do remember asking myself, is that term going to stick? I questioned it because typically Republicans don't do a good job with sticky lexicon. Trump had previous success with nicknames, you know, calling Little Marco and, Lying Ted and things like that. But mainstream terminology hadn't been tested. But 3 years later, fake news is embedded in the lexicon. Hard to believe, given that the mainstream media pushed back big time. If you guys remember, they were like,
how dare he accuse us of fake news? I mean, it was all over. We're not fake news. Don't you dare say fake news.
And now, you can't even, I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I don't hear the term fake news. Once the media figured out that they couldn't beat Trump on the term fake news, they tried a new tactic. So, what is fake news? Mainstream media and these big social media platforms try to determine what constitutes fake news. And I talked about it in another segment where I said, you know, Facebook and all these guys want to tell you, oh, you know, even though you have your little patch of land, we're going to limit what you see. We'll determine what you get to see and what not, what you don't get to see. Foreign Policy wrote, as monopolies and autocracies increasingly dominate not just what information is shared, but how it is shared, it is ever more crucial that democracies assert principles to guarantee citizens the right of freedom of opinion based on reliable and pluralistically sourced information without algorithmic, political, or religious bias. Mark Zuckerberg used freedom of expression as an argument to contrast Facebook's values with China's vision, calling for regulations that won't undermine free speech and human rights. The problem is that he defends a system where there is a direct and unfair competition between different types of content, propaganda, advertising, rumors, and verified facts. The Zuckerberg doctrine does not take into account the necessity to promote pluralism and trustworthiness of news and information through appropriate mechanisms to guarantee freedom of opinion. Now, why am I telling you all this? I'm telling you all this because Donald Trump is getting wins with the media. That's why I'm telling you this. Donald Trump has got, again, CNN fires people over a report for Donald Trump. Fox News lets go of I'm going to call him an icon, even though I know people aren't going to agree, right? Shepard Smith. This lady gets fired because she got the information wrong. When have you seen that happen before? I haven't seen it. And I believe that it's only going to get worse. I believe that the Democrats, the left, are putting a trap together that is going to ensnare many, many more of them than it will us. And in fact, right now, Rudy Giuliani is considering suing Steve Hilton of Fox News, a left-leaning moderate, because of lies that he told on against Giuliani, saying that Giuliani took money from President Trump in dealing with Ukraine. And Giuliani right now is looking to sue that guy. Now, I got nothing against Hilton. Nothing. I was on his show a couple times. He was a very, very nice guy. But he's a left-leaning guy. And even though he does recognize when he's wrong, in this particular case, he did exactly what people shouldn't be doing. He's spreading lies and innuendo. But here's my bigger issue for this. Are we at a point where Donald Trump is now forcing the media to take a look at itself? And are we at that, I believe this to be the case, we're at the beginning of where Donald Trump is going to start taking a serious look at the Facebooks and the Googles and the whatevers, the Twitters of the world, and say, you cannot tell people what to say, what to think, or whatever. It doesn't matter what they put on the internet, on your site. Yeah, I mean, and you can argue about porn and other things like that. But it's their little piece of the world, and nobody has to go there. And I talked about it in another segment, but I believe that this is the beginning of something big. And, you can disagree.
This
let me know.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now. And you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever. And you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Clearly, the social media giants have refined their act and they have lined up against the president. They've lined up against you as conservatives. How many people do you know that do, you know, things like I do that are in politics, if you will, political punditry, have gotten a notice from Facebook saying you're on 30-day suspension, you're warned? Just recently, Terrence Williams, a little black comedian, he was warned on Facebook that his content was in violation of some kind. They've known what this kid does for a long time. He's in violation of what? He's in violation of what? So anyway, Terrence is, I mean, he puts out a thing on Twitter going, here's what Facebook sent me. I don't know of any person that's worth their salt that hasn't gotten this. I've gotten that warning two or three times, and we've had to fight it. And they shadow banned me, all kinds of things. Now, we're not going to run any ads for people on Facebook, blah, 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 you know, political ads for President Trump. All of this is orchestrated with the idea that it'll keep the voices down. Now, I talked about this before. I said, who are they to take away your little patch of land from you? I don't care if you are the Grand Master of the Ku Klux Klan. When you eke out your little place on the internet, and whether it's through Facebook or anybody else, it's a parking lot. You see what I'm saying? Facebook is a parking lot. You're going down the superhighway, you got a parking lot, and you say, I want to hold a rally in the parking lot. Anybody interested in hating on people, come over here. As much as I don't like what they have to say, who are we to tell them not to say it? You can cut them off. Let me put it this way. I don't know what the Aryan Nation or the KKK is up to. You want to know why? I don't go search. I don't go looking for their stuff. Once I put in my preferences of anything, I never see these knuckleheads unless somebody goes, Kevin, did you hear what the Klan said? No, tell me. You know? And I don't even moralize when somebody brings, Kevin, did you hear what the Klan said? Wait a minute. I knew there was something about you. I don't even go, are you listening to the Klan? Are you a member of the Klan? Because how do you know? I don't moralize. I go, what? What'd they say? My curiosity takes over. I just want to know. What did they say? I'm glad somebody's monitoring because I'm not. But they got to protect us from ourselves. Facebook and Google and Twitter and all these other places. I don't even know. And then there's a monopoly. Who owns what? I talked about it before. I'm not going to cover it again. But anyway, they've lined up against Trump. Biden is trying to resurge with the No Malarkey Tour because he's been hanging on. Three people dropped out of the race. So Biden's like, oh, my odds improved. Problem was, two other people jumped in. And I talked earlier in the broadcast about an article I saw, a headline. What's his name? Bloomberg surges ahead of Kamala Harris. And that would be like the dude is on the second floor surging ahead of Kamala Harris because she just jumped off the roof. You know what I mean? Wow. These people are delusional. He surged ahead. He's gone from 1% or 2% to 3%. Woohoo! What's he going to do? Let me put it another way. I said it earlier. What do you think Bloomberg can do at a rally? How many people care about Bloomberg? Not many. But anyway, Biden's surging. Bloomberg's in the race. They still got a multi-billionaire sire. What are these guys talking about? How much money they have? How much they hate Trump and how much money they have? Trump is only worth $10 billion. I'm worth $36 billion. Can't you see the math? I'm 3.6 times better than Trump. Oh, man. Did you check that math out? That's pretty quick. I did that on the fly. No calculator. So you got all these people coming in. We're going to enter the race. Great white hopes. Great rich white hopes. Great richer than white hopes and whatever else. And Donald Trump is doing what? He's crushing it. He's out there crushing it. Don't dare look at your stock portfolio. Don't do it. Just stop it right now. Don't you? Don't make me slap you. Don't look at your gold. Don't look at your job, your pay since he took office. Have you switched jobs? Have you gotten the job? Don't look at that. By the way, don't look at your happiness index. Don't look at already sales from, was it Black Friday and Cyber Monday? Don't dare do that. Don't look at projections for what the holiday season, what's going to happen with retail that people, can't even hire seasonal people for jobs because they're already employed. Don't look at any of those indicators. Don't look at the money that's come back into business that is allowing them to continue to operate on profit. Don't look at the trade situation that is forcing Nancy Pelosi to finally maybe even have to sign the trade agreement between Mexico and Canada. Don't look at what Donald Trump's doing with China on trade and on intellectual property rights of American companies. Yeah, don't look at any of that stuff. Quality of life has improved for all Americans across the board. But don't look at it. See, Trump is crushing it. Now, the polls will tell you, oh, they can all beat him. Hey, remember, here's a funny poll while we're on the subject. There's a poll out there that says Kamala Harris can beat Donald Trump head to head. I guess we'll never get to see it. Who's going to be the next one that falls out? There's going to be a bunch of them. And while all this other stuff is going on, while impeachment hoax continues, and Nadler and Schiff continue their abuse of power, you know what Donald Trump is going to do? He's going to do what champions do. He's going to keep on championing. He's going to keep on doing. Nothing is going to slow him down. Ain't no stopping us now. We're on the move. Trump is going to keep on doing what Trump does. He's going to keep on winning. He's going to keep on winning for you. And while that's going on, Democrats are leaving. Republicans are mounting a ground game that I can promise you is second to none. Second to none. And you have this weight. You have a couple of good things. I'm getting to something. Hang in there with me, folks. Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. I'm getting to something. You got John Durham's report that's going to come out. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you. And I'm going to tell you, 2020 is going to give you some vision, folks. It's going to give you some vision. Couldn't be more fitting that Donald Trump gets elected for 2020, because it's going to give vision to America that you haven't seen in a long time, since Reagan. So that's going to happen. But let me tell you what's going on with blacks and Trump. Listen to this clip.
Chris, who do you think best understands the needs of the black voter?
Donald Trump.
Huh?
Explain.
Some of the stuff I've heard he's already doing is like prison reform. He's been hanging around black people as long as I can remember. They loved him until he ran for president as a Republican. Trump was the man.
How many of you all still think Trump will win in 2020? Do you honestly think that any of these Democrats could beat Trump?
If they all rallied for one, there's so many people running.
So we all need to agree on who that one candidate is, and then all the other candidates support him. Tell me who's that candidate.
Elizabeth Warren.
Trump 2020, baby.
Ouch. Welcome back, everybody. Ouch. Folks, this is a black dude, a leftist. I'm not saying that negatively, but he's not a pro-Trump dude. It isn't like I'm hosting this panel and I've cherry-picked some black people to say the right things. It's a black audience, black panel, like a Frank Luntz type deal, right? And he asked the question, who, you heard the clip, but I don't even remember. It was along the lines of what's going to happen in 2020? Donald Trump. Audience laughs. The panel's not laughing. By the way, when he asked the question, how many of you think Trump can win in 2020? 60% of the hands went up. 60% of the hands. There were probably eight people and five hands went up. I don't remember exactly, but it was 8 to 10 people, and more. It was more hands that went up than were down, significantly, okay? Boom. Trump. Then it goes farther. They say, well, how can the Democrats defeat him? Well, if they could unite. Yeah, if they could unite, get down to one candidate. Great. Who's that one candidate? Every one of them, except one guy, said somebody different, and then the guy at the end goes, go Trump. What I'm telling you, folks, is that was a very good indication of what's happening in the black community. Don't blow it off. Don't play it lightly. There's been a shift.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.